I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Shawnee Theater presents Arthur Miller's All My Sons, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon, June 30th through July 3rd. It's a production directed by the theater's producing director and our guest, Kevin Guthridge. Kevin, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
I know that you're wearing a number of different hats there, but also I know that you picked this particular show with its real strong emphasis on family and really a tie-in with American patriotic efforts for the July 4th weekend.
Yes, we did. Yeah, I feel like it's something, it's an older show, and I feel like today it kind of gets pushed to the back from time to time, but I think it's Arthur Miller's best, and it's certainly relatable, specifically with some of the military undertones that are in there.
This was his first big success, and he said, frankly, that he put it all on this one, that if it had not worked, he said, I'd have looked for another line of work, and I guess we're glad he didn't.
Very glad. I'm a big fan of Arthur Miller and a big fan of his work, and, you know, oftentimes the first is the best, and I think it really captures something that not a lot of other playwrights have been able to do.
One thing about this story is it has a strong family content. There's close ties in the family that both nurture and also are strangling parts of the family.
Yeah, this is really kind of built around what I refer to it as, and what Arthur Miller even referred to it as, the tragedy of the common man. You know, tragedy traditionally was usually about kings and queens and people that a lot of us can't really relate to. This show is all about making that sort of true day-to-day tragedy and what we all face in our lives accessible. So it's the tragedy of a common man, and that man is Joe Keller. What he's done and the sacrifices that he's made in his life for his family, for the sake of their security. He's made choices that he's not necessarily proud of, but I think we can all understand that we've been in those situations. So it's a very relatable show and very relevant.
At the same time, we have a blooming love story.
Yes, we do. Joe's son, Chris, and Ann Deaver, the girl that grew up next door. They grew up as kids together. That's the love story that's built into this show, is between the two of them, which certainly causes some other issues, because Ann Deaver was originally going to be married to Chris's older brother.
So you have an extra intertwining there. In some ways, the blooming love leads to the revelations of the past buried problems and guilt.
Yes, definitely.
It's a tight story, certainly beautifully put together. Miller himself said that one of the things he wanted to do here was to write a marketable play, a play that people would come to and that, in fact, they would sit there. He said that his success came when he heard them sighing in the right spot and gasping in a couple of spots. And then he felt that actually the audience had been brought together and had been affected by this drama.
Yeah, it very successfully draws you in to the story. I'm a big fan of realism, and this show is realism through and through. And it's the relationships that are built on stage that make it connectable, and that's exactly what he said. You know, when he hears the audience gasp at just the right place, he knows that it's working, you know, because they're together, and they're processed watching it, and they've certainly, you know, displayed some things that they could connect to and relate to in a real way, and that's what we're trying to capture with this show, and I think it is very relevant to our audience at Shawnee.
We've been talking with Kevin Guthridge. He's the producing director and the director for Shawnee's production of Arthur Miller's All My Sons. It opens on the 30th, plays Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening, and then Sunday afternoon of 4th of July weekend. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.